Hey everyone, this is John Hunter Weston for LifeSite News. I wanted to bring you an update on what's going on with the major story that broke Friday and which we've been covering at LifeSite News all over the weekend about Father Frank Pavone being kicked out of the priesthood by the Vatican, by the representative of Pope Francis in America, with a letter sent to all the bishops on December the 13th. And it's absolutely outrageous. There's been outrage all over the place, no less than from one of the bishops in America, Bishop Strickland himself of Tyler, Texas. He actually wrote in a tweet right after this, because if you remember, in the story, in the letter that came out, Father is accused as one of the reasons being for blasphemy. And here's what the letter said. It accused Father Pavone of blasphemous communications on social media. And so people wondered right away, what blasphemous communications they're referring to. And I will give you that right now in the words of Father Pavone himself. By the way, Father Pavone did a blog post which we, responding to the whole situation, which we put up on LifeSite News this morning. Please go check that out. But he responds specifically to the charge of blasphemy right here. Stay tuned for that. But I want to give you, first of all, the response of Bishop Strickland to the letter, which came out in a tweet also this morning. Listen to this. This is Bishop Strickland referring to the letter from Bishop Christoph Pierre, again, Pope Francis's representative in America, where he charges, first of all, he announces that Father Pavone is removed from the priesthood. He announces that, by the way, without having gone to Father Pavone first. Just unreal. But so Bishop Strickland, when he sees that this news has broken, and again, this is Bishop Strickland himself, from Joseph Strickland from Tyler, Texas. His quote from his tweet is, "The blasphemy is that this holy priest," referring to Father Pavone, of course, "the blasphemy is that this holy priest is canceled while an evil president promotes the denial of truth and the murder of the unborn at every turn. Vatican officials promote immorality and denial of the deposit of faith, and priests promote gender confusion, devastating lives, evil," end quote. Again, the quote from Bishop Joseph Strickland of Tyler, Texas, whom, as you know, I hope you know, does a weekly show at LifeSite called The Bishop Strickland Show. In addition to that, I wanted to give you Father's explanation of what they're talking about here about blasphemy. And a lot of people have had a lot of different theories. What does that mean? Father apologizes for a tweet he put out in a discussion that he was having with a leftist on Twitter. Now, again, something to note, you should never have these kind of angry discussions with people on Twitter, but the tweet was deleted, but of course, it's Twitter land, so it's saved. But I wanted you to hear Father's explanation. Take a listen to this.
So I got really angry at this one guy. This was about a year and a half ago. You know, we were, it was bad. It was bad. A lot of people were very, very angry at the political direction of the country. I guess it was during the, maybe more than a year and a half ago, it was during the height of the 2020 election. And this guy was a real rabid Biden supporter and criticizing me. So on the response to him, as we were having the conversation on Twitter, if you can call it a conversation, I said, "You know, you and these GD baby-killing politicians." Well, I shouldn't have said that word. I usually don't. Search all my talks and my broadcasts and my social media. You won't find it there. So, but in response to this guy, I mean, at that moment, I was very angry. Sorry. So I go to confession. So one of the bishops who has made it a point to show his personal animosity towards me and towards my ministry, you know what he said? He said, "Well, Father Frank committed blasphemy because he's damning this person to hell and he's saying that God is doing that." Does he live in the same planet that the rest of us are in? I mean, I think you and I are on the same planet where, you know, sometimes we get mad. And sometimes we get really mad. And sometimes we get so mad that we say a little bad word, GD, you know. I don't say that a lot. I hardly say it at all. But that day I was so mad at this person, and I typed that, and I wasn't saying that the person was going to hell. I don't make that judgment on anybody. But the bishop turned it into, oh, yeah, you know what? Father is doing blasphemous comments on social media.
Now, I want you to listen to this. This, Father acknowledges it. He says, you know, he was accused of it. He notes that a bishop said this of him and this was blasphemy. We'll get to who the bishop is in a moment. Hold on for that, because that's still coming. But I wanted you to hear also what this is all really about. It's not about this one angry tweet for which Father apologized and went to confession. No, no, no. It's about something completely different. Here's what it is.
It's not because of that. It's because of the emphasis we put on abortion. It's because of the fact that we're making the Democrats feel so uncomfortable. We're shining the light in the darkness. We're getting people motivated to vote these people out of office. And some in the church are, you know, in with the deep state and opposed to this kind of thing. All right, you're going to be opposed to it? We've got a fight on our hands. That's all. That's how it is. But there's no secret about it. There's no like, oh, what was the, what did Father do wrong? Tell me. I'm waiting to hear. I'm waiting. By the way, I haven't received any communication from anybody at the Vatican. I haven't received anything. I haven't seen anything. Somebody ought to look into the communication going on between Catholic News Agency and the Vatican, because Catholic News Agency sent me an email about this. It's like, okay, really? You're going to talk to the media before you talk to the priest? That kind of doesn't make sense to me.
So, and finally, you're wondering who this bishop might be? Well, Father reveals it. He doesn't hide anything. Father's life is sort of like an open book, as you will see if you look more into Father Pavone. But it is Bishop Zurich of Amarillo, Texas. And take a look at what Father says about him.
The Bishop of Amarillo, some of you were asking, well, who is this bishop that's been causing so much problem for you? The Bishop of Amarillo, Texas. He's in his final year there anyway as bishop, but Zurich is his name. And he called me into a meeting 5 years ago. He was, you know, complaining about my work like he always does. And he said, well, you know, I don't want you doing this work. And I said, well, you want me in the diocese? You want me to do, you know, you want to give me an assignment in the diocese? Is there any benefit to me being in the diocese? And he said, no. So he didn't want me doing work in the diocese, and he didn't want to let me do work outside the diocese. And I knew this already. So I said, well, you want me out of the priesthood, don't you? Now, there were other witnesses in this meeting, and I can tell you who they are, too. And they know, and they remember this. And he said, never, never, twice, out loud. Never, never. I would never want you out of the priesthood. This is my bishop talking to me. Never, never. Remember that bishop? I'm sure he'll see this video. Never, never. This is in 2017. A few weeks later, after that meeting, I get a letter from him saying, I want you to request to be dismissed from the priesthood. And if you don't request it, I'm going to request the Vatican to dismiss you from the priesthood. I wrote about this. This is all on that website, frfrankpavone.com. This is not, listen, I have no secrets. This is all out in the open. You can read about it. I know, but listen, you're with me here because you don't need, you know, the vast majority of you, you don't need any explanation. You don't need me to explain anything. You're with me all the way, and I appreciate that. But for those that want to understand this and get some of the background, the guy says in the meeting with witnesses there, I would never want you out of the priesthood. And a few weeks later, he sends me a letter demanding that I leave the priesthood.
So I wanted to give you that also tell you that LifeSight News has a petition up for fathers. So far, 25,000 people have signed on at lifepetitions.com to support Father Frank Bavone and to say no to this cancellation by Pope Francis, by the Vatican, of Father and Father's whole priesthood, while at the same time, there's insanity in the church everywhere. Real heretical priests have been elevated to the cardinalate, the College of Cardinals. They're not being canceled. They're not being laicized. Think how long it took to laicize Cardinal McCarrick. Think of all the abuser priests known to be abusive who are not canceled. In fact, still cardinals. Think, for instance, of Cardinal Daniels. He's the only cardinal caught on tape covering up incestuous pedophile abuse. And you can hear that recording because he was caught on tape, still online. There's unbelievable stuff happening in the church right now. And the faithful will not stand for the cancellation of the good and holy priests there are. Please go online, stay tuned to lifesightnews.com to follow the latest developments on Father Frank Bavone. Please join me in praying for Father Frank, as this is terrible, terrible to happen to any priest. Go sign the petition at lifepetitions.com and stay in touch with us here at LifeSight News. Pray for us as we're praying for all of you. May God bless you. This is John Henry Weston for LifeSight News.